it seems almost too early to be talking Sugar Beet Root Maggot already, but time-wise, we're right on schedule, I suppose, aren't we?
Yes, calendar-wise, we sure should be. The growing season hasn't felt like we should be, but the root maggot is a little behind schedule, but they're starting to pop now. We're seeing a few in grower fields, and so it's certainly a significant concern on the part of a lot of sugar beet growers this year, because last year we saw the highest root maggot fly populations that we'd observed or recorded in the last 15 years. So growers are a little nervous about what to expect for this year.
What's the outlook?
Well, we're looking at later than average. The Fargo latitude, if you will, and this is certainly a long-range preliminary forecast, but we're looking at somewhere between the 15th and 17th of June, and then we get up into the Ada Hillsborough area between maybe the 17th and 19th. The Grand Forks, East Grand, maybe even Crookston would be probably peaking between the 19th and 21st of June, and then St. Thomas, one or two days later, somewhere around the 22nd of June, give or take a day.
Because we got so late planting these beets, is that a bigger concern too, or not?
It certainly is. You know, we've sort of been purchased a little bit of time because the maggots are a little behind schedule too. But yeah, that is a big concern. We saw our first root maggot flies around the 1st of June. I saw a stray one even earlier than that, about a week earlier than that, but we started capturing them on our sticky stakes. But they're looking at the model, the root maggot model, that we are looking to be probably somewhere between 5 and even 10 days behind the historical average. So valley-wide, the historical average is about June 13th, and we're not likely to peak anywhere, even in the Southern Valley, before the 15th. So, and that's going to stretch even later, you know, in the northern parts of the growing area. So, yeah, small beets. The maggot is a little behind, but I would say the plants are more behind than the maggot will be. So that's a concern with regard to, you know, you got little tiny plants that are really vulnerable to attack from a seedling, you know, soil-dwelling insect, the larval stage at least in the soil, and so it's not a very nice friendly storm rolling in, I would say, with high populations last year, small beets this year. Control efforts are really, growers are going to have to be not only aggressive, but probably savvy and careful with how they manage them. With small plants as they are, usually we're recommending, if a grower wants to put a granular insecticide on as a post-emergence rescue, we want that on between a week and 2 weeks ahead of peak fly. In doing that, I've seen some fields just in the last couple of days that have been in cotyledon stage. And when you're trying to put a granule on and incorporate it into the soil with something like a rotary hoe, it's kind of dicey being able to put that on and run that equipment through the field without throwing those or covering up those little tiny beet seedlings. So I think growers should probably, once they get to about that four leaf, if they're putting on a granule, they should go ahead and put that on at that point. Post-emergence liquids, we'd want them to put those on much closer to peak fly or after they maybe reach 100 cumulative flies in their area, they could probably go ahead with a liquid spray too.
Having chlorpyrifos taken out of the toolbox, that also throws kind of a monkey wrench into it too, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I'm glad you brought that up, Randy. It does present a challenge. We do have pyrethroid insecticides that can be put on They tend to not have as long a residual, so a repeated application is more likely on the table this year, too. And just expecting with cooler temps that the peaks may be more broad than they would be sharp in a normal year, an average year. So an application between 2 and 4 days ahead of what we anticipate peak fly to be, and then probably another one a couple of days after peak fly.